All right, it's a Neville Goddard New Year. My name is Mr. 2020, and I want to thank you for listening, not just to this podcast, but for the year. You know, we put out one, sometimes two podcast episodes a day. So last year, I think we put out a total of about, I'm going to guess, 500 podcast episodes. Our gifts to you. So I put out the email last week, a couple days ago, whenever it was. I'm not that good with time. Remember, I was born 3 months early. 2 pounds, 4 ounces. Grew up sickly. Imagine my way out of that. Grew up twisted with scoliosis. Thought I'd be a cripple in my 20s. Yes, I know I'm not supposed to use that word, but hey, that's the word that the specialist used. So I'll use it with you today. So instead of being crippled in my 20s, I became a karate champion in my teens, all because of the power of imagination. And here's the one thing that we've noticed. So we sent out the email, and I basically asked a few questions, and I got hundreds of emails back. As of this morning, I'm caught up, but I'm sure I'll still get a few more. And here's what we notice. Those who dive deeper, those who play more, those who actually are doers of the word, not just, they're happy to have met us. They're happy having successes. They're happy diving deeper. I mean, what do? You go to the Chinese buffet, you say, hey, I went to the buffet, and you sit there and sniff it. I mean, my dad used to take me to the Chinese buffet, would go once a week, every Friday. And would sit there and would have the buffet, and it was nice. And the thing is, I didn't sit there and sniff it. I got up and I got some. And what I liked, I got more of. What I really liked, I asked, how do you make it? And often they tell me little things. What gives it that little bit of a flavor? Mustard powder. I would have never thought to put mustard powder in walnut chicken. But I appear to digress. Because it's the stuff I would never think of that made it super yummy. Because I was coming at it from the angle of consumer. They were coming from it from the angle of chef. And when you talk to the chef, the way you develop your own stuff changes big time. But I appear to digress. Because some folks, they had a great 2023, 2022. We've had people that have been with us for years right back tell us how great they're doing. I look them up. I see, I remember them in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, all that bullshit. And yes, this is the crass commercial. Get used to it. Because you get to start believing in you. The number one reason why I've noticed people tell me, you know, it takes a little bit of few questions. But people don't do ManifestingMasteryCourse.com or don't do DreamDrivenDay.com or don't join us on other adventures because they don't believe they can do it. They'll say, hey, I don't know if it's going to work for me. Nothing else ever has. Right. Well, it's time to do something different. You see, we designed that course so that every 7 days you send us an update. It's a 90-day course, $97. Notice we're stripping away excuses. It's a dollar a day. If you're not worth a dollar a day, stop listening. If you don't feel you're worth a dollar a day and you continue to feel that you're not worth a dollar a day, you aren't listening. Because I'm telling you, you're worth a dollar a day. You're actually worth a lot more. And here's what happens. So you dive in, you dive deeper every 7 days, you send us an update, and we write back. Nothing big. You don't have to send us an update. It's not the law. We're not going to come beat you up or kick in your door. I'm not going to come swear at your puppy. But a lot of people that take ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, they send us an update every 7 days, and we write back. Most of them write just 2, 3, 4 sentences, and we write 2, 3, 4 sentences back. Where else are you going to get that kind of attention? But here's why we did that. Not because I want to take 10 minutes a day and write back to people. 10 minutes a day and write back to someone else. And 10 minutes a day and write back to someone else. Maybe 5 minutes. Doesn't matter. But I do it because I know it'll help you do the program and get results. Because I know this stuff works. Because I know it. I no longer have PTSD. I moved around the world. I'm not crippled. As I sit here in the silence. We talked yesterday about you need to be decisive. Yes or no? I'm going to do what it takes to believe in me, or I'm not. Neville Goddard said man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. This is on my coffee cup. On the other sign is prune the vine. You see, these little reminders, these little invitations, remind me of this stuff. And when you dive deeper with us, whether it's in a program like ManifestingMasteryCourse.com or in a group experience like JoinRemarkable.com, the reasons why your life changes because you've decided to immerse yourself. It's immersive experience. Meanwhile, just called my buddy Perry Culver. And it's yesterday in America, it's today here. So he's got yet another day before New Year's Eve. For me, this is it, the last day, the last podcast of the year. And I decided to make it a doozy. What are you deciding about next year, about 2024? See, I'd love to say, what are you imagining about the rest of your life? But for most people, they get all vague and fluffy. But you know what? We've had a pretty damn good year. You know what I'm imagining for next year? Way more than a pretty damn good year. My name is Mr. 2020, and I invite you right now to imagine up something lovely, something decisive, something that moves you, something that changes you as we go into the silence. Some people say you have to live life on life's terms because you're the way you are. I say you are a life-giving spirit. What are you choosing to give life to today? You don't got to struggle to soar. You notice they're two completely different words. There's a word called struggle and there's a word called soar. And some people have this belief they have to struggle for everything before they soar. I'd rather you stretch. Because that's what eagles do. They stretch their wings and they're lifted on invisible wind currents. And when you stretch who you are, you get lifted up by the invisible currents of life and love, the trueness of you. I invite you to dive deeper with us. I invite you to make 2024 your best year ever. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.